Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A new week starts right here, right now, live on this Monday morning on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens, live together for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time, bright and early on this Monday morning to start a new week here ahead of a holiday weekend. The 4th of July is over yonder. That would be on Friday. We get you set with everything you need to know on this Monday. A recap of the entirety of the weekend. A full weekend in Major League Baseball. We'll break down everything. Tarek Skubal, still very, very good. The New York Mets, a once proud organization in the month of June, the opposite of good. That would be very, very bad. That and plenty more around MLB. DRS, 6 p.m. Eastern time tonight. NBA free agency officially gets underway. And a lot of moves yesterday, including one that features the King in his current home in Los Angeles. And oh yeah, it's the final day of the final month without an NFL football game until March of 2026. Today, the final day in June. Tomorrow is July. We're at the end of the month. An NFL football, albeit preseason game, will be contested. Football is oh so close, DRS, and we'll get you ready for everything you need to know, NFL and collegiately, this week on TEL as well.
I don't think, Ben, there has been a shorter offseason in the NFL for me than this offseason, being honest. Because usually, like, again, we love everything that sports have to offer post-Super Bowl. It's exciting time in basketball, NCAA, all that good stuff here. But I got to tell you, like, we've been telling you for time and time again, once that calendar flips to July, which it will tomorrow, like, it's NFL season once again. It's incredible. Like, 365, 24-7, it's in your life, but it is now back for real. In 2 weeks, Ben, teams will be reporting to training camp. Helmets, shoulder pads, you know, hearing, you know, the coaches talk every single day, the superstar players. That's fantastic. But boy, oh boy, do we have a great weekend. And you're right. Free agency starts up and we're already seeing monster deals come down in the NBA. Let's get it started.
Yes, we certainly are, DRS. And let's begin with one of the greatest to ever do it. And might it be the end of his NBA career in 2025-26? That was the conversation yesterday after LeBron James, for the first time in his career, now entering his 23rd season, opted in to the final year of his contract with the Los Angeles Lakers to the tune of $52.6 million. But with LeBron James opting in, DRS, of course, the conversation about what is next. His agent and best friend, Rich Paul, telling ESPN, quote, LeBron wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but he values a realistic chance of winning it all. So the speculation has begun. LeBron James is opted into the final year of his Lakers deal in 2025-26. He is 40 years old. It will be year number 23 in the NBA. Will it be in Los Angeles? And Donnie, maybe most importantly, will it be the final of his long and illustrious and historic NBA career?
He'll be in Los Angeles. Won't be the final stages here. You know, the ownership change, which sometimes as a player, you get a little bit nervous because you don't know what to anticipate when you had a great working relationship with the previous ownership group. But also, you didn't buy to an ownership group that's like, hey, bought the Lakers, a lot of fun. We're really going to trim this thing down. This is a ownership group that owns the Dodgers that basically says, oh, the Dodgers, we're down in the dumps a little bit. Watch us spend till we can't spend anymore and win world championships. And that's exactly what they brought to town. LeBron's probably happy in the ownership group change overall, but this is similarly what he did in Cleveland. He's going to hold the ownership group to the fire. Yes, I can sign an extra extension for a few more years here, but I don't want to tie myself down to Los Angeles. Let me go year to year at this point. If I'm healthy enough to play, I want to play, but also, more importantly, let me show ownership that, hey, if this thing doesn't work out, I'm going to press the eject button on this, and I don't have six more years to go where you tell me, hey, just deal with it and stay in Los Angeles. So he's playing it both ways, which at his age, he should.
Absolutely so, DRS. Year number 23 for LeBron James. That will be the most seasons of any player in NBA history by the time he plays in his 23rd year, moving past Vince Carter. Plenty more on LeBron's situation in Los Angeles and what all of this news means in just a little bit. The other LA team, the Los Angeles Clippers, James Harden opted out of his deal to re-sign a new one, a two-year $81.5 million deal to remain with the Clippers. DRS, an all-star a season ago, basically averaging 23 points and a little bit more than 8.5 dimes per game last season.
Yeah, hey, worth it, right? I mean, it's 34, 35, 36, 37 is the new prime in the NBA for some of these players. James Harden is cashing in. It's one of those things we heard from the Philadelphia 76ers. Like, hey, we promise we'll give you that long-term extension. They took that back. He goes out to Los Angeles and he gets his nice extension there. $81.5 million for James Harden. Big ticket.
Turns 36 years old, DRS, in August. A couple of free agency questions, perhaps, looming for the Minnesota Timberwolves. But those were answered yesterday as the Wolves re-signed Julius Randle, three-year $100 million deal, and Naz Reid on a five-year deal worth $125 million. Minnesota, who has reached the Western Conference Finals each of the previous two seasons, reloaded to try to make the same run in 25-26.
Yeah, it's a good team here. We just have to see that extension now that says, you know what, Anthony Edwards is ready to take that mantle as the best or most talented player in the NBA. Because the one thing we understand that you're watching with the Boston Celtics right now, Minnesota's going to get to that threshold with all these high-priced players where they won't be able to afford them and hit that second apron. They better get it done basically in a year or two or it's a wrap for them as well.
Former Timberwolf, former Detroit Piston a season ago, now current NBA free agent, Malik Beasley, DRS, under federal investigation into a gambling probe. That the news yesterday on Beasley.
Yeah, we'll get to this a little bit later in the show, but it's kind of interesting. The flagged accounts that came up were actually losing accounts, which I get a kick out of.
Always a funny situation, but albeit serious for an NBA player if he was betting on current competition. Weekend in Major League Baseball, DRS, things have gotten oh so bad for the New York Mets. Once a proud organization in this month of June, maybe they're happy to see the calendar flip to July because they were swept over the weekend by the Pittsburgh Pirates and outscored 30-4 in those three consecutive L's at PNC Park.
They're not pitching or hitting right now because the one thing we understood is, boy, look at this pitching staff here. A lot of no names or non-household names that were holding up. They're not holding up anymore, and neither is that offense.
The Mets held a players-only meeting following Saturday's L. Didn't help. They got beat 12-1 yesterday in the finale to pull off that sweep for Pittsburgh. Tarek Skubal, he continues to be that American League Cy Young frontrunner. Dynamic last night, DRS, and dynamite on Sunday Night Baseball against the Minnesota Twins, I believe it was. Let me double-check that for Detroit. Yes, it was. Shut out the Twins yesterday. 3-0 the win for the Tigers, and Skubal, 7 innings of work, allowing just one hit, offering up only a single walk, 13 strikeouts. Detroit hammers Minnesota this weekend.
Yeah, Detroit loves that team concept. Like, you know, Skubal, Ben, is flying on the team jet. Juan Soto, separate jet for him and his family. Look at the records. Look at the teams, man. Look at them where they go. Skubal's phenomenal, by the way. He really is.
Yeah, he really is. That not true, by the way. 53-32, the record for the Tigers alongside the Dodgers, the best in Major League Baseball. Gold Cup quarterfinal yesterday, DRS, for the United States men's national team. Got a little bit dicey for Team USA against Costa Rica, but in PKs, Matt Freeze, the goaltender, stand up. Three saves in penalty kicks as the U.S. advances to the Gold Cup semis. They'll take on Guatemala.
I thought it was maybe AJ over there getting dominant, but hey, how about that? Tico maybe time goes down to Team USA. Love to see it.
I mean, come on now, Matt Freeze. Many great freezes here on the network and a fries thrown in to the mix.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
NBA free agency officially begins this evening on Monday, June 30th, the final day of this month at 6 p.m. Eastern time. In a huge domino in the free agency market, DRS, yesterday, of course, one of the largest dominoes perhaps in the history of the NBA. LeBron James has opted into the final year of his deal with the LA Lakers, $52.6 million. LeBron James opting in to the final year of a contract is news for him, entering the 23rd season of his NBA career. LeBron is 40. He turns 41 in December. That would be midway through his 23rd NBA season. Nobody has played more. Vince Carter played 22 years. LeBron just finished year 22. When he steps on the floor for year 23, it will be the most in NBA history. The question, though, DRS, based on some of the wording of this report from Shams Charania yesterday, in the statement that LeBron's agent and best friend Rich Paul released to ESPN about LeBron's desire to still compete for a championship nearing the tail end of his career and trying to apply some pressure on the Lakers to form a championship caliber roster, the question is, will he be playing in the purple and gold next season? Might a trade already be in the works? And finally, DRS, is the 23rd year of LeBron's NBA career the 23rd and final?
I don't think it's the 23rd and final. He's going to keep playing as long as he's healthy, trying to chase rings. And if you're averaging 20-plus points a season, why would you hang it up at this point here? But also understand this. I don't think anybody ever thought that LeBron was opting out of Los Angeles to become a complete free agent here. He opts back in, gets the big salary, but can still hold their feet to the fire. And, hey, you know what? If things aren't going well by the trade deadline, I'm not under contract next year. I'm not going to sign with you. You might as well get something for me. But also understand this, too. It's like if LeBron James was smart and said to myself, you know what? Money's no object anymore. I'm a billionaire at this point. I'm going to opt out of my contract. I'm going to go to a team here and sign the veteran minimum, like that mid-level exception for like $5 million. Then we can party, because the one thing that would allow you to do is that typically doesn't hit against the salary cap. So you can go to a team like theoretically, right, Ben? Let's just say if the Celtics had that mid-level exception, you can join them and have no salary cap ramifications. But he's not going to do that. This is just not smart business practices. But also understand this, like if I'm going to opt in and get traded out, the team you go to, you're going to have to give up unbelievable amount of assets. It's always like that Carmelo Anthony effect for Denver. Hey, just wait 6 months. You'll be in New York and a free agent. No, I want to go now, and gutted the New York franchise while he joined them because he was selfish, wanted his money, which is definitely your opinion to have if you want to make as much money as you can. But for LeBron James, it didn't surprise me. Hey, breaking news. He's back with L.A. He was always going to be back with L.A. It's the biggest stage you could possibly be on here. He just wants them to spend around him and try to build. He doesn't want to uproot his family. He's living a great life in Los Angeles with a good basketball organization, making a ton of money. He just wants to rebuild there instead.
It's a really good point, DRS. It's applying pressure and using the leverage that LeBron James will always have, even if he is nearing 41 years old and entering the 23rd NBA season of his career. Is he even the best player on his own roster now for the first time ever in his NBA career? You could argue that, of course, with Luka Doncic now being that centerfold for LA to build around for the future of continuing to contend for NBA championships. It's Rich Paul, it's LeBron James applying that pressure on Rob Pelinka in the Lakers front office, because it was incredibly apparent, DRS, at the end of last year in the opening round playoff series against the Timberwolves, losing in a gentleman's sweep in only five games. LeBron's still good. Luka's still very good. Maybe needs to get into some better shape, but still very good. Everybody else, maybe not truly a championship caliber roster to contend with the likes of OKC, Minnesota, Denver, among the best in the Western Conference. And now, of course, we have to throw the Houston Rockets with Kevin Durant into that fold. To me, DRS, year number 23 for LeBron is in Los Angeles. There is no doubt. I don't believe the trade speculation will continue. What I think was fascinating about LeBron James opting in, you said nobody really expected him to opt out. But the reason that you opt out and rework a smaller two-year deal to get your money is to still kind of have that conversation about the future. When might retirement come for a guy that is 40, but in his 22nd NBA season, still played 70 games, and in his 21st NBA campaign, still played 71 games. You see the numbers there for a guy that is 40 years old, still an all-star, averaging more than 24 points, eight dimes, and nearly eight boards per game. I think the decision to opt in, DRS, is a sign that if it's not this year, maybe it's the next year for LeBron James to end out his NBA career. Frankly, for me, I do believe that 2025-26 is going to be his 23rd and final NBA season.
Hey, I do think he's going to play on. But you know what I do like about this, too? Where Aaron Rodgers, hey, is this your last season? Pretty much. LeBron's like, hey, it's going to be year to year at this point right now. I'm just letting you know that up front. I love the refreshing honesty, because if LeBron goes out next year and is injured and the Lakers are bad, oh, he doesn't have to play another year because he can't afford his bills. Like, he's playing at this point right now for legacy, adding numbers, and adding championships. And also, how would it look for him? Because people will always say, like, well, the ring chasing here, he's got to get Jordan 6. What happens if LeBron James, like, you know what? I'm going to do an unselfish act. I'm going to opt out of my Lakers contract and go play for $5 million in Oklahoma City and win two more championships here. People will be furious at that, but then he goes, man, I really respect that. Like, this guy is all about ring culture and chasing rings. If he is, that's his ultimate goal, and figures he can help another team do that and get over the hump, which would be fantastic. He'd catch a lot of backlash for that, but he's in Los Angeles and he doesn't want to go there. Like, the move, honestly believe, like, from Cleveland over to LA was like, you know what? This is my final destination here. We have unlimited funds. If we can build this and win it, and they did get one championship, I'm just looking for one more to cement my legacy in Los Angeles. He's not going to move. Los Angeles will be his final destination. It's just a matter of how long he's going to play. It's not going to be a Shaquille O'Neal. I'm going to wind up in five different cities that nobody ever remembers here on my way out the door.
Completely agree, DRS. Again, the reason we are even asking what could be next beyond the idea of retirement looming for LeBron James is this quote from his agent, Rich Paul. We, quote, understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. We do want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage in his life and career. Is that open-ended? Really, it's a leverage game. LeBron's best chance of winning a championship is with Luka Doncic, a top five player in the NBA, and building out the roster around them in Los Angeles, although the Eastern Conference is a little bit more up in the air. Plenty more news around the association next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Today officially marks the beginning of NBA free agency. Tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern time, here on the final day of June, we get some free agency conversation. There was a time, DRS, where the summer around the association, in the start of free agency, in the hours leading up to it, even the days leading up to it, it was Kawhi Leonard watch. It was Kevin Durant watch. There were so many things that we were waiting for in NBA free agency. Not necessarily the case right now, because one of the bigger free agents on the market is Malik Beasley. But he is in the news already because there is now a federal investigation into Malik Beasley in a federal gambling probe, as you see there. One of the top free agents on the market, Malik Beasley, who played last season in Detroit with the Pistons, was in serious talks already with that Pistons organization on a new three-year, $42 million contract. But those conversations for one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA, that being Malik Beasley, have now been put on hold. It is important to note, an investigation is not a charge. Malik Beasley has not been charged with anything as his attorney. Steve Haney was quick to remind ESPN and Shams Charania yesterday. But DRS, a gambling probe into Beasley based on one prominent sports book noticing some irregular trends in his account back in 2024.
Now, was this his account they noticed on, like his personal account, or was it just they flagged actual numbers on that? Because that does change the issue here. But the funny part about this is I'm reading some of the details on it, right? The over 2.5 rebounds, which priced at an under of a plus 118. And you're like, okay, if that number is changing a lot, because it finished up at minus 256, but then he goes way over the total. Like, the flags for me would be like, all right, let's put 2 and 2 together, right? Like, okay, Malik Beasley's rebounds are 2.5. And in the first quarter, mysteriously leaves the game because he said his ankle hurt or he had cramping in his calf and never came back into the game. And it won that way. The interesting part is, like, that 2.5, he skied over that number. So that odd line movement got smoked here and was a loser. But here's the good part as well, which you'll flip it over, because most people will look at this and say, this is why we can't have gambling, because players get involved in gambling. No, that's not correct. This is why we have legalized gambling, so we can track these things and flag them immediately and then serve up justice and say, you know what? Do this again to anybody else, you will also be caught at this, so it's not viable. If we didn't have legalized sports betting and you could do this offshore, nobody would care at that point, nor there would be an investigation, because it's illegal sports gambling, and let's just say it would be offshore. So taking a look at this, it makes sense, but just the way they found them. Like, right, Ben? If they would have said, like, hey, Malik had one rebound and it won, you're like, oh, now hold on. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But the fact it got smoked with that big line movement in the opposite direction, it's kind of funny. It's almost like, hey, you know what? I hate these guys I hang out with. I'm going to tell them to bet this under, and I'm going to go over to show them a lesson. Like, that's what it feels like happened in this scenario.
Yeah, so let me clarify that. Not necessarily his own account, DRS, but one prominent U.S. sports book detected unusually heavy betting interest on Beasley's stats beginning around January 2024. They noted that in a game between the Bucks and the Blazers on January 31st, 2024, the odds on Beasley recording fewer than 2.5 rebounds moved significantly at sportsbooks before the game, shortening from around plus 120 to the under. under to minus 250. And then he finished with six boards in the bets that were deemed unusual, ended up on the losing side. Again, he has not been charged with anything, but he is the subject now to a federal investigation by the same U.S. District Court, by the way, that was involved in the Jontay Porter case, now probably over or close to a year ago. The Eastern District of New York, inside the U.S. Attorney's Office, just to note. Beasley, 28 years old, has played nearly a decade DRS in the NBA. Last season in Detroit, made 319 threes, the most in Pistons franchise history in a single season. And again, one of the bigger free agents in the market right now, who was close, it appeared, to re-signing a deal with Detroit. Those conversations have been put on pause.
Yeah, it's incredible, too, because most of the time you hear about this, right? Remember the Boston College scandal, you know, with the mob and gambling? What was that, the early 1980s, late 1970s at that point? So you say to yourself, like, these kids aren't making any money, and the chance to get, like, an extra $500 in their pocket might sway some of these guys. Like, I'm never going pro, and I'm starving out here. Yeah, nobody will ever know and find out at this point. But the fact that it's like, hey, I'm making tens of millions of dollars, but I want to pick up, like, an extra $3,000 on a Tuesday night. It's kind of wild, some of the decisions that actually get made when you already make a ton of money.
Yes, there will be some conversations about the dangers of robust prop markets, and it's enticing to NBA players. No, it's not. They know the rules. Everybody knows the rules by now. Enough of that. Notable NBA moves over the weekend. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Today is the start of NBA free agency, but over the weekend, a flurry of moves as we anticipated. DRS, a lot of focus, of course, in Los Angeles on the purple and gold of the Lakers, and LeBron James opting in to the final year of his deal. The other LA team now playing in the Intuit Dome in front of the wall. What colors exactly are the Clippers now? Black, red, blue, and white. Super weird color scheme. Either way, not the point. James Harden opted out of the final year of his contract to re-sign a new deal, a two-year $81.5 million deal to remain with the Clippers. Last year, James Harden was an all-star, averaging nearly 22 points and 9 dimes per game, the 11th all-star nod of his career. He turns 36 in August. He is back with the LA Clippers in 2025-26 on a new two-year contract.
Yeah, we're used to these high numbers now at this point, and guys playing well into their careers. And James Harden thought maybe a little bit washed 2 to 3 years ago, had a very good season. When you have good seasons as a perennial all-star, you get big ticket items here. I still remember when that last CBA kicked in, it was like, you know, these average guys getting monster deals, like get used to it. So these numbers don't even shock us anymore. Like, hey, 2 years, $81 million for a guy that's going to be in his mid to late 30s at this point. Never would have thought that would happen 10 to 15 years ago, but here we are in the NBA. But I got to say, it's deserved. If the money, if the pay scale is going higher, you're going to pay the top players on your team. And Steve Ballmer, also being the owner of the Clippers, isn't worried about hitting a lower tax threshold or apron here. Hey, that's a superstar in my city here playing good basketball. We're going to pay him here. It's a two-year deal. It's not as if he signed 7 years where he's going to go to, he's 43 years old. Like sometimes these baseball contracts, hey, Pujols, you're 32, sign a 13-year deal. It's like, whoa, what's that going to be at the end of it? Well, if he is washed, it's only 2 years. You're all right.
DRS, five teams in the Western Conference a season ago won at least 50 games. The Clippers, one of those five. They finished because of tiebreakers as the number five seed in the Western Conference. Of course, not a great first round experience, but they did take the Denver Nuggets to 7 games before being ousted. There are some serious conversations, of course, around James Harden and Kawhi Leonard, and what is the ceiling of this Clippers team in the Western Conference. They finished as the 5 seed last year in the Western Conference standings. Currently, they have the 6th best price to win the Western Conference entering this year at 13-1. Of course, everybody chasing the Oklahoma City Thunder are reigning NBA champs, plus 130 price for OKC. Any price we mention around the Western Conference, the Thunder will be taken with a grain of salt. But the team that was ousted by Oklahoma City in 5 games in the Western Conference Finals for a second consecutive year, at least reaching the WCF, that being the Minnesota Timberwolves, who had a couple of potential free agent questions on the roster. If they did not re-sign some significant contributors to big deals, the Timberwolves answering those questions yesterday. 3-year, $100 million deal for Julius Randle. 5-year, $125 million deal for Naz Reid. Those consistent and significant contributors for Minnesota, back for the T-Wolves. The RS tied for the third best price, that being Minnesota, to win the Western Conference crown next year alongside the LA Lakers at an 8-1 number. Minnesota hoping not just to get to the Western Conference finals, but the first ever NBA finals in franchise history.
They'll have a chance next year for sure. It's funny when you see those big deals, like, ooh, monster deals. When you break it down, like we just talked about, like James Harden getting over $40 million a year, Randle getting less than that, Naz Reid getting less than that, and still being key contributors here to work into that team concept. But we bring up again, that is a high payroll team that over the next year to 2 years had better get it done at this point. But it's good to see that the new ownership group coming in isn't cutting bait immediately right off the bat. Now, it'll be one of those things where you could see, Ben, midway through the season, if things aren't working out, those decisions get a lot easier being made, just like we see with the Celtics. It's like, boy, if we didn't get an injury here from Jason Tatum, our fan base would never let us blow up this roster, because you probably would have made a run to the NBA Finals, even if you lost to the Knicks or not. It's like, we're healthy. We have to run this back. At least you're getting that right now from the Minnesota Timberwolves, where they are running it back in the short term. But as I just said, also, they're pretty team-friendly deals that those two starting caliber players got compared to what we typically see in the NBA.
No doubt about it. Minnesota should be excited and optimistic about the offseason ahead. They need to figure out a couple other things around Anthony Edwards, but Julius Randle, great in his first year with the T-Wolves, and Naz Reid has been great off the bench, kind of in that role as a reserve for Chris Finch and company for many years now. A trade over the weekend in the NBA. You don't often see straight up for straight up, player for player in the association, but Lonzo Ball traded by the Bulls to the Cleveland Cavaliers in exchange for Isaac Okoro making his way back to the Windy City. DRS, this was kind of flagged by many in the association, not because like, oh, Isaac Okoro is such a better player than Lonzo or vice versa. The fact that Lonzo Ball, Alex Caruso, DeMar DeRozan, and Zach LaVine were all dealt by the Bulls front office without a single first-round pick that are given out like candy to a baby to NBA teams in trades. None of those four guys even garnered a first-rounder.
Yeah, exactly. It probably should have kept the team together and be like, hey, we're actually a decent team, can compete and make some playoff spots, but we're looking forward to the future, but not actually rebuilding for the future at that point here. So some people are asking, like, why are we rearranging chairs on the Titanic in Chicago and not helping ourselves out? Well, we'll see what happens next year, but it's not an exciting future for the Bulls. I think we can say that.
No, it is not. A lot of young talent that kind of made a run to the play-in. We'll talk about some of those potential free agents in Chicago next, including a restricted free agent in Josh Giddey and a restricted free agent in Golden State. The Warriors tender a qualifying offer to Jonathan Kuminga, who, if he does hit the open market, or at least does hit the market and gets a big payday, could be one to note. Of course, the RS throughout the free agency that begins at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, it seems like he's the future in Golden State right now. They want to keep him around, so at least that'll keep tabs on him to see what his market price actually is. And teams that were very interested in him now sort of have to take that step back, because the qualifying offer, you got to put it out there, then you got to wait some time. It's sort of a pain in the neck, but it's designed for the NBA to keep players in town in their home here and gives the home team just a chance to say, hey, I don't know if you're worth this, but if you are, we'll pay you. If not, see you later.
Without Steph, of course, in that lineup in their second-round series against Minnesota, it was Jonathan Kuminga off the bench that really provided that scoring spark. It's been an interesting tenure for a guy that I believe was the seventh overall pick now a few summers ago by the Dubs. He has kind of been relegated to the bench at times by Steve Kerr, but of course has showed that promise and talent as well. DRS, I know you and Gervinary spent a decent amount of time on Friday morning breaking this down, but I guess the Ace Bailey saga, at least for now, comes to a close on Saturday, as Ace Bailey reported to the Jazz in Salt Lake and said he was, quote, just blessed to be in the position that he is. So Ace Bailey there as the Jazz will get ready for summer league and the training camp that involves that, kind of shutting down some of the drama perhaps in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, we wanted a couple more days. Like, hey, should have just held that at least one more day on a Monday where that deadline was supposedly there, whether or not he wanted to be there. But I do love the fact that he's like, my group basically told Utah, pound sand, we don't want to be there, to now he's blessed to be there. So would he have been blessed with more money in Philadelphia or Charlotte? Now he's just not as blessed, but in Utah, a place where he can't go out at night. And good luck on your future, kid.
Yeah, Ace Bailey seems very focused on basketball, maybe putting an end to this dramatic saga pre-draft, during the draft, and maybe a few hours after the draft or so. We thought the Jazz might be a little bit active this offseason, though, after trading, or I should say selecting, surprisingly, Ace Bailey. So they trade Colin Sexton in a 2030 second rounder to the Charlotte Hornets. Yusuf Nurkic, the big man, makes his way back to the Jazz. Some other news to note: DeAndre Ayton, bought out by the Trailblazers in the final year of his deal. He is now going to be a free agent. The Houston Rockets, who already made the blockbuster deal last Sunday for Kevin Durant, re-signed Jabari Smith, or I should say extend Jabari Smith, the third overall pick, now four summers ago in 2022, to a five-year, $122 million extension.
Yeah, by the way, I just like a 2030 second round pick. Like, yeah, this, you know what? You can't trade any picks into the next year. Like, you have 1 year to do it. Enough with this.
That's why the Bulls didn't even get a first rounder from 2037. What are we doing?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Free agency begins around the association tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern time, so we'll have plenty of conversations around these odds, DRS, starting tonight and the remainder of the summer. So let's note those NBA title odds working in conference prices as well, right here, right now, before we officially get to free agency a little bit later on tonight. Now, is there a player available in the market that is drastically going to swing one of these prices by multiple dollars, by $5? No. So are these going to drastically change? No. Could a blockbuster deal, a trade happen at some point this NBA summer offseason that would? Sure. Free agency, probably not as much. And of course, DRS, the main theme that we have already discussed since the Oklahoma City Thunder 8 days ago won their first NBA championship in OKC in 17 seasons and celebrated the parade on Tuesday. Everybody's looking up at the Thunder, plus 230. The drastically short price on a team that just won an NBA championship to go back to back. There has been a little bit of movement on the Cleveland Cavaliers moving up in this market, a 6-1 price, and now a clear distinction in front of both New York and Houston for that second best price. And of course, the shortest among those Eastern Conference contenders. But Donnie, the main story in the NBA championship odds here at the end of June, that will carry over to July and October when the season begins, and probably December around Christmas, and March and April when the NBA season is ending, is that the Thunder are going to be a short favorite, expected and anticipated to go back-to-back as an NBA champ.
It's interesting, too. You look at the top five in the odds market here at FanDuel. It's kind of like the Thunder. They're not perennial championship contenders. They just won one last year. I understand that, but the first in their history. The Cavaliers here, outside of LeBron James, like, well, what have you done for me? They're number two. The New York Knicks haven't won anything for 50 years. They don't even have a head coach, and they're sitting there in that third spot, followed by the Rockets, who've been a long time since they were viable in the NBA. And then you see the Orlando Magic, who haven't been viable since Penny and Shaq. It feels like 25 to 30 years ago at this point also. So it's a fun part of the NBA, but then you see the other side. It's right, the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Celtics, the Clippers, and you know, the T-Wolves starting to come on strong. It's a wide open field in the NBA outside of OKC, and I do agree with some of those price points here. But yes, one of your questions was, what's going to happen in some of the free agents / trade markets? That's not going to change anything. Like, obviously, if the Lakers lose LeBron James, but then they would get probably some really good pieces back, which would damage the other team, and where does he actually go? So I think these odds are pretty much set up for the remaining parts of the summer, unless you see crazy circumstances, devastating injuries, or some ridiculousness, which we're not really anticipating in the free agent market that's going to start. And I guess the biggest watch is now, not what free agent is going, but who the Knicks actually bring in as their head coach at this point.
Yeah, that really is the biggest question, DRS. And we have debated and discussed who deserves to be the favorite in the up in the air and uncertain Eastern Conference. The Cavaliers now a full dollar in front of the New York Knicks at plus 210. The Knicks at plus 320. And it is rather shocking, perhaps surprising, to see the Orlando Magic there at a plus 450 price. For me, DRS, that's Desmond Bane. I love what they did with the 25th pick on Wednesday night in selecting Jace Richardson, who should provide an offensive spark for a team that desperately needs offense. Enter Bane, enter Richardson alongside Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Part of that is optimism in Orlando, but of course, part of that is the idea that there is no clear-cut frontrunner in the Eastern Conference as well. I'd call it 50-50, and I would not bet the Magic at such a short price. The Celtics have that fourth best number around the Eastern Conference at 6-1, and that's the fourth and final team from the East in the NBA title odds. Of course, DRS, the biggest mover in the Western Conference, when everybody is looking up at Oklahoma City, is the Houston Rockets. In the acquisition and the blockbuster deal to acquire Kevin Durant a Sunday ago, they re-sign and extend Jabari Smith, who they believe in H-Town yesterday, five-year, $122 million deal. There is Alperen Şengün there. They have brought back players like Fred VanVleet as well. The Rockets are seen as that team not just behind OKC, because there is such a large gap in the Western Conference, as we have shared, plus 130 for OKC to win the conference crown, 5-1 on Houston, and you see even a larger gap in terms of those NBA championship prizes. But Houston is right there, followed by the T-Wolves and the Lakers, both at 14-1.
Yeah, and Houston's price would be higher if they were in the Eastern Conference, right? Because it's like, okay, well, they'll probably have a clear path to get to the NBA championship, which is why they're a little bit lower. And I've told many, I don't agree with the move that Houston made. But if you're just looking from a fan base here, you are excited to get a superstar in town to see how it works out. But I look at other teams after, like San Antonio, like sort of building the right way, if you will. You take a look at Oklahoma City, building the right way through young talent here. You sort of hit that escape hatch here for the Rockets. It goes, okay, we built up a little bit here. Let's add that championship caliber player. And let's just see in the next 1 to 2 years if we can do that. And having Coach on the talk with us over the past few weeks, like, hey, you know what? He believes that they can win now and later, regardless if Kevin Durant comes up with a championship or not. So we'll have to see how that one falls out. But intriguing teams as well that we really haven't talked about in the past couple of years now showing up in the top of the standings here, at least in the odds market, does make some pretty good chatter here in the offseason, Ben.
And again, there is always a conversation around a team like OKC. Mm-hmm. We'll have it with the Dodgers around Major League Baseball as we have passed the midway point of this MLB campaign. Anytime Scottie Scheffler walks onto a golf course, when you have a player, or in the case of golf, an individual booked as such a short favorite in comparison to the rest of the crowd, the rest of the field, does that just present value on anybody else to even get to a stage where they would take on that short favorite? And you would have to say, DRS, with the Thunder being plus 230 to win a second consecutive Larry O'Brien trophy, that yes, there is value. It is deserved for the Thunder even to be a short and strong favorite, but from a betting and handicapping perspective, it does provide some value from the odds.
Yes, it certainly does. And that's the good part about it, where you're looking and saying, okay, OKC clearly is the best team. But boy, you're getting some good teams behind them. If you can hit the right spot, maybe at the point of the season, like maybe you don't like the Knicks at 9-1. Maybe they start a little bit slow, 12-1, 13-1, 14-1, then jump back in. But there are teams that, like the Boston Celtics, that still have a championship pedigree and still have a great organization. What moves are they going to make outside of shedding talent here? Well, we'll see. Yeah. But again, a lot of that stuff will be determined over the next 1 to 2 months. And before you know it, training camp's already here in the NBA as well.
Oh, notable free agents next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Live right here on this Monday morning on the Early Line on Sports Grid. A new week begins today, and free agency begins later tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern time, around the association. DRS, we're going to highlight some notable free agents that could go one way or another later this evening. Again, free agency and that negotiating window officially starting today at 6 p.m. Eastern. You can officially sign your deal on July 6th. All right, DRS, some notable free agents. Again, Not a ton of players that are significantly going to move a market, but of course, some very familiar names and faces. Starting with a guy that just played in the NBA Finals, that would be Miles Turner for the Indiana Pacers. Really interesting situation around Turner. The 11th pick of the 2015 NBA draft made by Indiana. He has spent all the decade of his NBA career in Indianapolis. He's one of the cornerstones, DRS, of the current scope of this franchise. And Rick Carlisle had said back during their playoff run that as they try to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals for a third straight year, number one offseason priority, re-signing Miles Turner, who, of course, is going to garner a good amount of money, maybe putting the Pacers into the luxury tax component for the first time in nearly 20 years in Indy. But it's kind of taken a turn with Tyrese Halliburton more than likely out for the entirety of 2025-26. Are the Pacers willing to spend the big bucks and be in the luxury tax for a team that now is not the clear-cut front-runner or maybe one of the four or five best sides in the Eastern Conference? Do you spend on Miles Turner basically for 2 years from now when they might not be a true conference contender next season given the injury to Tyrese Halliburton?
Nope. Sounds like he's probably as good as gone at that point. And that's all some ownership groups need here because they understand the right business move is to not sign this guy. Because if your thought process is we had a great run, it didn't work out and got a devastating injury, we don't anticipate possibly making a run. They're never going to admit that. You're not going to tell your fate. By the way, season ticket holders, you saw what we saw. We're not competing this year. I still expect a 5% increase in your season tickets. Welcome back to the club, but we're not paying these athletes here for at least another year until we can reassess what we actually have, like the Boston Celtics are doing with Jason Tatum. Hey, you understand what's going to happen here? Our top player is down. We're way over the cap. We probably won't compete next year if we're being honest, but get ready. We'll reshuffle some things here in a couple of years. We'll try to reload. From a business standpoint, I don't think you can sign Miles Turner. You can't just say, hey, let's get the band back together without the lead singer, if you will, right?
Yeah, I hear the point, DRS. Still interesting to me for this Indiana team that, based on pedigree, I still would not be shocked if they made a deeper run into the Eastern Conference postseason. 17-1 that price on the Pacers, sixth best. They also have to figure out what they want to do with Benedict Mathurin, who came up big in the absence of Tyrese Halliburton at times, what exactly the plan is Of course, the Pacers were probably not expecting to be in this spot, and that is the tragedy of Tyrese Halliburton's injury. As we shared, DRS with the qualifying offer for Jonathan Kuminga by the Golden State Warriors a few days ago, the Bulls offered up that qualifying offer for Josh Giddey, who they traded for with OKC last summer in that Alex Caruso deal. Spent his first year in Chicago, basically averaged a triple-double for the Bulls. Qualifying offer there, but a restricted free agent who might garner some more money in the market starting later this evening.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in the free agent market. By the way, man, it feels like the longest hour right now in the early line. We're used to LeBron James and Kevin Durant, and where is this going to go? Massive swing deals. Like, where's Josh Giddey ended up? And most people in the NBA are like, who cares where this guy actually winds up at this point? So Chicago or no Chicago, they're going to stink next year. How about that for analysis?
Yeah, that's good stuff. Chris Paul, Al Horford, some very familiar veteran names who probably aren't moving the needle all that much, are free agents. Chris Paul often is brought in to stabilize young cores. Probably did not do that in San Antonio, maybe later on. And the final guy on that list, Ty Jerome, who was a finalist for Sixth Man of the Year in the association, deserves his accolades, deserves some money, but really only made this list because he went to high school with our producer extraordinaire, Joe Friesen.
That's pretty true. And by the way, you know what is tough for players? Like, you have a chance to, like, seize a moment. Like, you know you're a good NBA player. You're going to sign regardless. But if two or three games go your way, like, your agent can really use that leverage and really jack up the price. And Ty Jerome sort of fizzled out a little bit, which cost him millions of dollars. Like, it's a high-stakes game in the NBA that you're playing on a day-to-day basis. But, boy, what happens if you would have finished the season like, hey, I went 6-for-6 from three the last three games here. I deserve to be paid. Like, you know what? He probably does. But the fact that you don't perform, it's like, oh, let's take a step back from this for a moment. Some of these things, it's really cutthroat, man.
You could really see him like a backup quarterback getting paid after his start in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Maybe not the finish. Hour number two next.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.